Brett, it is always great talking to you, my friend. How have things been for you since, of course, becoming a Hall of Famer? And, of course, you know what? You're still part of the WWE family, and every once in a while we get a chance to see you on TV and, you know, being just part of all the excitement.
Well, it's always good to, you know, to be involved in things and still play a bit of a role. And, you know, I'm grateful for a good relationship with WWE. And I'm also really excited about the network. I mean, it's coming to Canada finally. You know, there's a lot of great things that have come out of that.
Yeah, you know, this is fantastic. I mean, you've, of course, have always been part of the Hart Foundation, one of the, if not the greatest tag teams that have ever graced the squared circle. Now there's a new tag team with Rogers and the WWE with the WWE Network. We've heard about this for fans who watch the WWE. Explain exactly what the WWE Network is and what we get with this, because there's so many great things that fans can be part of.
Well, I mean, for me personally, I mean, there's just so many things, you know, but, you know, you got the pay-per-view, all the pay-per-view events, you got all the original shows and all the original series are going to be on there. You're going to have live in-ring action, the reality shows are all going to be part of it. The video on demand, which is you can go back to any pay-per-view or any big WrestleMania that you thought was special, and you can watch any match you want. It's for me, it's great. I've been waiting a long time for something like this, especially after it got to the United States. And so many people I know, a lot of my wrestling buddies are all like Jim Duggan and guys like that are watching their matches back and call me and tell me all the great stuff they're seeing. And you know, it's just a really good time for wrestlers, because I know a lot of us, when we were doing this stuff, we were too busy to sort of sit down and enjoy any of you know, the pay-per-views and stuff that we were involved in. And years later, just time marches on, you never see them back, and now you can go back. I can count hundreds of matches I want to watch back as soon as I get a chance.
And that's the other great thing, too. I mean, as a wrestling fan, I grew up, of course, knowing that only on either Saturday or Sunday you were able to watch wrestling years ago. Then, of course, with the WWE having Monday Night Raw and Thursday Night SmackDown, so you had more choices. You've got DVDs. Back in the day, you had videos. But this is more special because when you have to go out and look for this content, all of this content is on one network, the WWE Network, and it's stuff that you probably wouldn't even realize that you can get a chance and watch.
Oh, there's so much stuff. I mean, I've talked to people in the last few months about it. And, you know, I just started going through my own history. I mean, I can think of the Survivor Series match where I lost the title to Bob Backlund. My brother Owen played a big part in that match, and Bulldog was in the match, and my parents and my mom ended up throwing the towel in the match. I don't know if you remember the match, but they're really quite a lot of intricate little parts of that match. And you know, I don't know. I've seen it for, you know, it was in '94, so I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen it maybe around the time that it happened. Maybe I saw it once, and I'm looking forward to it. It'll be one of the first things I watch on the network. And you know, just. You know, I can just go down a list of names of matches, not just of my matches, but other guys' matches, and finally catch up and watch all these things. I mean, for me, there's a little bit of wrestling fan in me and all the wrestlers that do it. And I know that, for me, it's a welcomed opportunity that it's finally coming to Canada.
Brett, I can't ask you to mention all the names. There's so many. But can you throw out some of the names that fans are going to be able to chance to see, some of the wrestlers that fans are going to be able to see some of their past matches?
Oh, you know, there's like when I won the title from the Undertaker in SummerSlam 97, one of the best matches I ever had. Rarely see it anymore. I don't think anyone has seen it in a long time, unless it's on an old video. But I mean, it's just there's things like that. There's you know, you get a lot of standard kind of great matches that are on DVDs that have been collected over the years. But now you can go in and find those obscure little things that you know, that are off the charts, kind of, that you don't think about or see every day. The rare matches and the rare. I mean, going back to WrestleMania 2 when Andre threw me over the top rope on Neidhart was such a, you know, such a great match. It's hard to describe the ending and make it mean anything, but the actual match itself, all the football players in there, was quite a ruckus. You know, there's a lot of really interesting memories that come out of that. Especially, I think, the earlier WrestleManias, like WrestleMania 3, 4, 5, those ones are, I think there's a lot of lost gems in there.
And, you know, I want to jump in there, too, because I want people to realize, I mean, we're talking, there's original content, there's, of course, the classic content, there's everything that's even going on as we speak now will be on the network, but as you said, really, the gem of all gems, every WrestleMania, and, of course, the pay-per-views that are going to be coming up, you can watch all of these at a great price also.
Oh, it's just that you watch them all day long. I know so many dads already that I've met in the south of the border that are just sitting there going through all my matches with their kids and showing them all the pay-per-views that I had and telling them, explaining to them why I was the champion that I was and why you got to remember me. And, you know, I think I'm so grateful for the fact that this has all come about. I mean, I think it's a brilliant idea. I mean, I wish I could do the same thing with football or something like that and go back and watch all the football games, but it's not quite the same watching a whole game as opposed to watching one match from one era or one time. And you can get, I mean, there's so many things on the archives. I mean, the WWE's got so much. There's, you know, there's all the original shows. You can, if you want to watch the Divas, the reality shows, they're all going to be part of this. It's like anything the WWE does is going to be intricately involved with the network.
And people should realize, too, we are talking the WWE, but because the WWE has such an extensive library, the other organizations are also on this, so you can see what other organizations were doing, too, in the past.
Yeah, and you can follow you know, WCW or ECW, and there's just so many opportunities for wrestling fans to sort of go back and dig through their own files and their own minds and find out what matches struck them years ago and throw them on, you know, put on the Hart Foundation from WrestleMania 7 or something like that. And you can really see a difference. You know, the wrestling slowly changed or modified slightly over the last 10, 15 years. And, you know, there's so many fans have different eras that they love. You know, a lot of fans love my era in the 90s. You know, then Steve Austin came along, and you just sort of keep looking at the different wrestlers that have raised the bar over the years. You know, there's so many things that you can watch back. I mean, I'm looking forward to going back and watching a lot of my brother Owen stuff. You know, it'll be fun to go back and watch a little more closely with a little more, with a better feeling. I can watch my brother Owen's matches back now and appreciate the good stuff that was happening while he was alive.
You know, it's very, very special times. Of course, a very, very special man, too, and we miss him a lot. I got to say, Brett, I think this is just so fantastic that we up here in Canada are finally going to get to be a part of this. I mean, I remember, of course, myself growing up, being able to watch wrestling. I said Saturday morning, you had to turn it on. Watching Calgary Stampede Wrestling, watching your family, you know, getting rid of all the villains. And it was just so much fun. But now, as an adult, being able to know that anytime, anywhere, heck, I can even pull out my own phone, pull out my tablet, punch that in, and boom, anywhere I am, I can watch those matches and so many other ones, too. I think this is fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be big. It's going to be huge for any wrestling fan. Anyone that really loves their wrestling has just got their dream came true. They can watch any pay-per-view and watch all the best stuff. You watch all the Bret Hart till you get sick of it, you know. There's so many good matches and good wrestling that can come out of this that it's a bottomless pit. I don't know that you could watch for 10 years and still fulfill all your wrestling, you know, questions that you want to ask yourself.
Well, I'm definitely going to try, so I'm going to have a lot of fun doing this. Brett, great talking to my friend. Again, let's do this again soon. And like I said, always great chatting with you.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.